Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be with you on this special day of the year, Memorial Day. Memorial Day. Supposed to be a nation healing. Memorial Day started in the South after they lost the Civil War, which is only in part about slavery, but was in reality about sovereignty and liberty. Now we have career politicians who are so disrespectful of our history and politically correct for the right amount that they voted to ban the Confederate flag over national cemeteries. How do these people sleep at night? They are supposedly highly educated, yet they are completely ignorant. The Civil War was brother against brother. It broke families. It broke a nation. Can we not respect those who fought for freedom? Yes. I believe both sides were fighting for freedom. Many years have now passed, but that war is in our history. It is in our blood, and nearly all of us have connections to both the South and the North. It was an ugly, bitter war, as all are. But although the North won, as a nation, we did lose a great deal. And all the North won, it was the South, the ladies of the South, that wanted to start the healing process. And they took flowers and they decorated the graves of both the Confederate and the Union soldiers who gave their life for what they believed in. Healing is obviously not finished yet. Removing and banning flags is not the answer. Teaching the truth of our history, the horrors, the good, the bad, and the ugly of that war, as well as others, will begin healing again. I said the truth. Do you know this, too? The Civil War goes back to trade. Greed is a vicious and a horrible thing. Love is strong. Those Southern ladies loved those soldiers, both Union and Confederate. This nation needs to remember the pain. We need to weep together, pray together. We need, if we are all one, to remove the hyphens and the labels and claim we are American. Wars take our young men, leave our women widows and our children with broken homes. Isn't that pain enough? Let's remember the brave men and the brave women who stood in all the wars of this nation, as well as those who are serving now. It was called Decoration Day. They changed it later to Memorial Day. It started out as a healing of a nation that is still healing. A nation that has lost its way. Memorial Day, Decoration Day, it's not about barbecues and picnics. It's not about missing a day's work. It's about remembering and honoring and healing. Throw the differences aside, for in the grave, all are dead. Freedom isn't free. never has been, never will be. The battle will continue to rage. One nation under God. He has blessed this nation, even as we strayed from Him. But He will only be patient with us for so long. He is giving us opportunity after opportunity. Don't look to D.C. to honor God. Let it begin at home. Bring America home. Let the healing begin again. It's Memorial Day today. I won't be taking any calls. I know many of you probably aren't listening today. You're probably out getting ready for your barbecues, and there's nothing wrong with the barbecues. There's nothing wrong with any of that. But I ask you to take one moment today, somewhere in your day, to remember all those who sacrificed for freedom. Remember the turmoil we have now and pray that we can all remove the prejudice from our hearts, whatever color you happen to be. This nation needs to be united. We are in a fix right now. We're in a civil war, so to speak, as we look at things now. A matter of good and evil, a matter of being a republic that stands for freedom, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, prosperity, property, or socialism that turns to D.C. occupiers, occupying offices, and cutting deals. It upset me when I read the article. I have it here in my hand. Where the House voted to ban Confederate flags at national cemeteries. The House Speaker Paul Ryan tells his Republican Party members they'd better get used to taking tough votes, such as one to ban the Confederate flag at historic cemeteries controlled by the federal government. Why do we have them controlling anything? In a roll call, the House voted 265 to 159 to block descendants of the Confederate veterans from flying the historic banner over mass graves, even on the days when flags have been permitted in the past. Democrats hailed the move as a strike against racism, slavery, and division, as Ryan warned opponents that they are just going to have to take it when votes don't go their way. This is the Memorial Day that was started to decorate the graves by the Confederate women, by the Southern women, who wanted to unite a nation, who wanted forgiveness, who wanted healing. And here we bring this wound up and we open it. And we disrespect all that has happened through the years. My friends, as I said in my monologue, we need healing in this land. Speaker Ryan seemed to insist that the issue wasn't important enough for Republicans to fight for. And I put down in this, in red ink, as a nation, as a whole, I guess we're just unimportant. Because this is important. And it was a slap in the face, and it was the opening of wounds. Wounds that need to heal so that America can come together. I'm going to continue with this just a little bit. I have some other things to share with you today. We're not going to take phone calls. It's Memorial Day. I hope you're having a good time with family and friends. Kick it back. It's a day away from work, but it's more than that. It's a day to honor those who gave so much for this nation. And we will be right back. We'll be right back.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Memorial Day, and I wish you a wonderful, wonderful day. I hope that things go well, and if you're barbecuing or just laying back doing nothing, or if you chose to do chores today because you're off work, whatever you do, I pray you have a great day. Memorial Day is about healing, and what we've seen in this nation, particularly under this current administration, is anything but healing. It's been an opening of the wounds and pouring salt on them, letting them, well, no, I'm not really pouring salt on them, because salt heals. They're festering the hate. They're changing the history, not telling the entire truth about it. I know some of you probably disagree with me, but the Civil War, when this started, slavery was the last to come in. That was when they knew they could get it done. It was about trade. It was about money. It's always about money. Now, slavery's wrong. Slavery's bad. And we had a horrible time in this nation with it. We're not the only nation that did that. That doesn't excuse it. But we don't anymore. But we're also not honoring this nation when we ban the Confederate flag. The Confederate flag stood for sovereignty. It didn't stand for slavery. They need to check their history. And if you're offended by a flag, what happened to freedom of speech? when they say something like controlled by the federal government, does that not make you cringe? Now, I'm not a Paul Ryan fan. He goes on in here, he says, people are going to have to take tough votes. People are going to have to take tough votes. He went on to say that the issue wasn't as important as his budget plan, saying the last thing we should do is derail our own appropriations process by getting too contentious over banning the historic symbol of the national cemeteries. An amendment introduced on Wednesday, which was May 18th, by Representative Jared Huffman, a Democrat from California, aimed to ban the flag from being flown on flagpoles at federally controlled, that just drives me nuts, federally controlled cemeteries. Families would still be allowed to place miniature flags on individual graves. Over 150 years ago, slavery was abolished. Why is, in the year 2016, are we still condoning displays of this hateful symbol on our sacred national cemeteries? This is coming from Huffman. Georgia Representative Sanford Bishop was the only Democrat to vote no on the bill. However, 84 Republicans joined the Democrats to ban the Confederate flag. 84 Republicans joined in banning the Confederate flag in these cemeteries. They forbid the families of these Confederate soldiers to put the Confederate flag on their grave. Think about that for just a moment. They forbid family from putting a Confederate flag on the grave of their loved one. The federal government forbids them. The Republicans voted to forbid them. 84 Republicans voted to forbid them. One Democrat voted in favor of continuing the Confederate flag and allowing the people to do what they do. According to The Hill, some Republicans are incensed by the amendment. A staffer for Georgia Republican Lynn Westmoreland, Westmoreland, sent out an email blasting the amendment as something ISIS would do. You know, who else supports destroying history so they can advance their own agenda? ISIL? Don't be like ISIL. I urge you to vote no, Westmoreland said. Sanborn reportedly signed the email, "Yours in Freedom," from the PC police. Yes, both the North and the South believed they were fighting for freedom. It wasn't only about slavery. It was about the federal government forbidding them this or that, controlling the trade market on the South, where the Southern people got the there on their beaches and their ports. The amendment comes a month after the Republican chairman of the House Administration Committee removed all state flags from connecting tunnel between the Capitol and one of its office complexes. The flags were all removed because several official state flags of southern states contain a portion of the Confederate emblem. They banned them. They removed them. They have distorted the history of these United States. And I know that Paul Ryan's not going to balance a budget. He has no intentions of balancing a budget. He has no intentions of following the Constitution. He has no intentions of sovereignty. He is a career politician, and I am disgusted with him. So on this day that's supposed to be a day of honor and healing, are Southern Americans without a hyphen? are banned by the federal government to put a flag of the Confederate flag on the loved one's grave. They have been forbidden to have freedom of speech. They have been forbidden to honor their soldiers. You want to tell me how that brings healing? You want to tell me how that unites a country? They're worried about uniting the Republican Party. I'm worried about uniting a nation of people. A nation of people that are hurting because D.C. occupiers care about only themselves. And not you. And not me. And not the people from sea to shining sea. You know, I have encouraged you many, many times to get involved. My getting involved is right here. I don't have time to attend a lot of meetings. I will go and speak. If you want me to come and speak, I will do that. I love to do it, actually. But I don't get to go to all the Capitol meetings because they're during my show hour. I don't get to go to all these things that are during the day. Because I'm here for you. This is my involvement. This is my sacrifice. And I am appalled that they have forbidden them in the South to put the Confederate flag on the graves of their soldiers. When it was the South who started the healing, putting flowers and decorating the graves of all the soldiers, because they were brother against brother, father against son, cousin against cousin, a nation divided. And here we are, still slapping one another around, long after slavery has been abolished. A flag stands for freedom. The Confederate flag stands for sovereignty and freedom. It does not stand for slavery. Look it up. Read your history. And wise up. If the federal government can forbid them from putting flags on their graves, what are they going to forbid you from doing? You need to stop and think about that. I hate that. Forbid. They forbid them. I'd take my flag and I'd stick it right there on that grave, regardless. And then let them cuff you and stuff you and take you away because you broke their law. The law that goes against the First Amendment and freedom of speech. We're going into a break. It is Memorial Day. I hope you're having a wonderful time. I kind of put a downer on it. I'm going to do some encouraging, though. I know I've been kind of rough on it. But I'll tell you what, they better not tell me they forbid it. And we will be right back.
Give me liberty or give me death. American liberty is under attack. The Cavalry Group presents Liberty Summit 2016, bringing together animal owners, animal enterprise, animal agriculture, and loyal Americans. CSC Talk Radio joins the Cavalry Group for liberty and to bring America home. June 24th through the 25th at the St. Charles Convention Center in St. Charles, Missouri. Experts in fields of law, politics, science, and industry will be on hand discussing the nature of the threats we face and how best we can fight back. Among the speakers are Sheriff Richard Mack, Jay Kitchener, Congressman Steve King, Beth Ann, and many others. America is under attack. The Cavalry Group is leading the way to defend property and liberty. Register now at LibertySummit2016.com or call 1-855-748-4210. As John Adams stated, property must be secured or liberty cannot exist. Be a part of the Cavalry today.
Hear ye, hear ye. The pen is is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. A week ago, and it's Memorial Day, and I pray you're having a good time. Maybe you're going to barbecue some chicken, make the hot dogs or brats. I'm not a brat fan, but everybody else in my family loves them. Maybe some tater salad, potato chips and dip. I'm eating a cookie. Well, somebody said something a week or so ago on the show when we're talking about statesmen. I believe it was when I interviewed Dr. Hal Brown, who's running in the 8th Congressional District of Missouri against an incumbent. He said something, and it reminded me of this old story. I called it a poem, but it's really not a poem. That's not my job. You know, if we as the Republic, the citizens of the United States of Missouri, or of the United States, I'm sorry, not just Missouri, Wisconsin, Illinois, all 50 states, Hawaii, Alaska, Kansas. If we think that the D.C. guys, that the people we vote for and elect are going to get the job done, then we're sadly mistaken. Now, I'm hoping now things are going to turn around, but I don't have a lot of hope in that. I have my hope and faith in, well, first in the Lord, but in you, because you're the ones that are going to make the difference. So we all take this attitude. I'm getting ready to read this to you. That's not my job. One of my favorite, I should have brought it in here, one of my favorite nursery rhymes was The Little Red Hen. Nobody wanted to help her work, but they all wanted to reap the benefits. That's not my job. This is a story about four people named Everybody, Somebody, Anybody, and Nobody. There was an important job to be done, and everybody was sure that somebody would do it. Anybody could have done it, but nobody did it. Somebody got angry about that because it was everybody's job. Everybody thought anybody could do it, but nobody realized that everybody wouldn't do it. It ended up that everybody blamed somebody and nobody did what anybody could have done. It's up to us. It's up to you. It's up to me to put a stop to things such as banning the Confederate flag. Nobody in this nation believes in slavery anymore. If they do, they need to leave. It's not about slavery. It's about freedom of speech. It's about sovereignty. It's about truth in the history. When we have elected officials voting to forbid somebody from putting a certain flag on the grave of their loved one. A flag. So is it okay to put a Nazi flag on there? They forbid them. I can't get past that. I'm sorry. I just can't get past it today. We can't believe that somebody or everybody is going to take care of it, or anybody. We have to be that person. We have to be that person that will take a stand. I'm sitting here in the studio today, and there's a vehicle that just drove by. And guess what that vehicle has on it? A Confederate flag. Flying a Confederate flag, it's flapping in the wind as he drives past the studio. Memorial Day should be a time of mourning, a time of healing, a time of remembering. We decorate all the graves now, not just the soldiers' graves. We decorate all of them, all of our loved ones. It's wonderful to go by and see on Memorial Day all the flowers and crosses and flags that are on the grave sites. To remember our loved ones. My dad served in the World War II, passed away at 86. My father-in-law served in World War II, was a prisoner of war, and has passed away now. I had a great-great-grandfather that fought in the Civil War on the Union side. In politics, government officials and red tape wasn't any different back then than it is now. They promised those men if they lost their horse, which was livelihood, that they would reimburse, they would compensate them for that. He lost his horse in battle. Never got a dime. I've got an article. I'll have to bring it in sometime. Never got a dime for that. The family fought, found some papers and such. Well, you got to have proof. Somebody has to be a witness. Seriously. He never was paid for the horse that he lost during the Civil War. Story of the Sumters. Story of the Sumters. I have a poem here that I wrote down. I didn't write it. It's from someone else. But I thought it's actually for children. So if any of you have kids that are listening right now, this is for children. But I thought, you know, I like simple. It's just titled Flag. Look up. There's a flag. We can count every star. And the red, the blue, the white, how lovely they are. Floating high, floating wide, we can see it from afar. Our flag, it's the flag. We can count every star. In the sun, in the wind, do its bright color shine. Oh, look at the flag. It's yours and it's mine. That's talking about Old Glory. When was the last time we taught the children what those stripes stand for? What those stars represent? 50 stars, 50 sovereign, supposedly sovereign states, joined together as United States. States United. Somebody kind of acted like I was radical when I say it that way. States United. And here, I'm going to go back to my, on my soapbox. We've got Congress voting to ban, forbidding people from putting a Confederate flag on their soldier, their fallen soldier. This flag that this poem's about is the old glory, old red, white, and blue. All 50 states united. Are they not all 50 states sovereign? Those southern states are part of those stars. Why do we pick on them? They're not the enemy. They're not the enemy. When was the last time we taught our children that the red on the flag is the blood that was shed? All of the blood that was shed for this nation's freedom and independence. When will we remind them in Congress that blood was shed so that those people could put the flag up on their Confederate soldier's grave? Those 50 stars stand for Sovereign States United. Those 50 states, Missouri, Georgia, Kentucky, Kansas, Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, Wisconsin, Minnesota, all of you, I can't name 50 all at once here, Alaska, Hawaii, all of you. You tell them what to do, not them banning and forbidding you. Your loved ones shed the blood. Time for the political correctness to go away and start the healing in America today on this Memorial Day. I will not be forbid to do anything by D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. Deals that are not for your good or my good lately. And they weren't back then either. Because the originality of the Civil War was over trade. And we will be right back.
Give me liberty or give me death. American liberty is under attack. The Cavalry Group presents Liberty Summit 2016, bringing together animal owners, animal enterprise, animal agriculture, and loyal Americans. CSC Talk Radio joins the Cavalry Group for liberty and to bring America home. June 24th through the 25th at the St. Charles Convention Center in St. Charles, Missouri. Experts in fields of law, politics, science, and industry will be on hand discussing the nature of the threats we face and how best we can fight back. Among the speakers are Sheriff Richard Mack, Jay Kitchener, Congressman Steve King, Beth Ann, and many others. America is under attack. The Cavalry Group is leading the way to defend property and liberty. Register now at LibertySummit2016.com or call 1-855-748-4210. As John Adams stated, property must be secured or liberty cannot exist. Be a part of the Cavalry today.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is the final segment of this day, Memorial Day. And I've been on my rampage. I know I was telling my producer during the break, I said, you know, when they say forbid, that's like telling a teenager, sick 'em. And that's kind of how I feel. The arrogance of them to use the wording, maybe it was just the writer of the article, that they forbid them to put these flags on the graves of their loved ones, their soldiers, they forbid them? Our founding fathers would have been shooting by that time. They forbid you to put a flag of a certain kind on a grave? Because it might be offensive to somebody else. The American Thinker is a great publication with awesome writers. And I'm not sure who the writer was on this one. They aren't real clear. And I don't have time to read the entire article to you. But it is well written. It is a very good article. And it's titled, My Country Was of Thee. Obama, I'm just going to read the first parts of this. Obama says that we are not a Christian nation, and yet our Father's God to thee, author of liberty, to thee we sing. Maybe we aren't anymore, he says. Well, let's define that term. It does not, nor has it ever meant, that every citizen is a professing believer in Jesus Christ, or ought to be. Well, I would kind of back up on that. As a Christian, I think, yes, everyone ought to be. That's what our goal is. We're supposed to spread the good news. But let's go on. Even in the earliest days of westward migration, there were Jews amongst the brave souls who ventured to cross the Atlantic. It doesn't mean that all of the founding fathers are Christians, though the language of their writings, both private and public, would indicate most were. A Christian country is one saturated with Christian standards, with biblical thinking, with a societal organization that runs close to the precepts of the Mosaic Law. For instance, the trickle-down allotment of power from family to village to county to state to federal government. You notice that trickled down to the federal government, not up? Power was intended to be distributed most heavily at the lowest levels, as it was in the fledgling nation of Israel. Family, clan, tribe, nation, God. Note, no king. Now, this is a great article. It really puts things together. But what it said right there, never intended were we. When we say it's a Christian nation, we don't mean everyone here is a professing Christian or believer in Jesus Christ. But it is the Christian faith that gives liberty. Liberty doesn't come from a piece of paper or a document. It comes from God. Equality comes from God. It was the Christian faith that honored women. Now, there are those who are sexist and feminists, and they want to pick on one little scripture that says submit to your husbands. But they don't understand that in its entirety. You got to read the entire passage, the entire chapter, the entire book. It's about love. It's not about slavery. You submit because you love. Not because you're forced to. It is that kind of ideology that comes out of biblical principles that begat the freedom and independence that we used to enjoy here in the United States of America. We serve a God that is sovereign. God created man. Man created the state. The state created the federal government. The federal government is to be the least of these, and on the bottom of that totem pole. God first, then the people, then the state, then the federal government. We have it inside, outside, upside down in this nation today. And unfortunately, we the people have accepted that, and we should not have. I'm going to close with a prayer today, a Memorial Day prayer. I did not write it. It was written by someone else, and it doesn't have a name on it. But I want you to think about the things that I have said. I know I've been on my little bandwagon. I don't like the word forbid. I don't like them to say they're going to ban me from doing this and that. Why don't they ban other things that go against my beliefs, my morals, biblical principles that this nation was established on? Such as the bathroom issue. So we're going to allow this thing with the bathroom where we're going to ban and forbid people from putting certain flags on a gravesite. Do you see any sense in any of that? No, neither do I. Well, let's close with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, with a sober heart we come before you this Memorial Day. We pause for a moment and call to mind all the men and women who have died in service of our nation since 1776. Dear God, please look with mercy on our brave and selfless brothers and sisters who did not shirk from their task but gave themselves completely to the course of defending and protecting us all. Bless all who have given their lives for the sake of liberty and grant them eternal rest with you. We remember also our brave men and women now serving in our armed forces, both at home and abroad. Dear God, send out your angels to protect them all. Help them discharge their duties honorably and well. Please bring them safely home to their families and loved ones. Please bring your peace and mercy to our troubled world. We ask this, Father, in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. When we say bring America home, we're going back to a simple time, not a time of slavery, not a time of civil war, but a time when we weren't afraid to disagree, to stand together. We didn't have labels. We didn't feel the need for hyphens and safe spaces. We felt the camaraderie to stand together through thick and thin, to make the best of bad situations and to right the wrongs, to protect our children, our neighbors' children, and to bring America home.
Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are/were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.